Hide Away by Jason Pinter, performed by Angela Daw. Everyone has three lives: a public life, a private life, and a secret life. Gabriel Garcia Marquez. Chapter 1. The night her family was ripped apart, the woman stood by her oven, watching the chicken cook through the glass, thinking to herself there was nothing on earth more terrible than a burnt casserole. She stole a quick glance at the baby monitor sitting atop the counter. She could see her 6-month-old daughter's chest rising and falling ever so slightly, the child's peaceful slumber a salve for a mother's anxiety. Her son, now 6, had always managed to escape from his swaddle, her little Houdini, she'd called him. But since birth, her daughter had melted into the soft cloth, tucked in and content. "Our little burrito," Brad had said on the day they brought her home. Her son had gone to play at Zachary Bloomfield's house around the corner on Fox Hill Lane after school. He'd sworn to be home by 6:30 p.m. for dinner. Given that the Bloomfield residence was just 2 blocks away, she allowed him to return on his own. It was now 6:38. She considered calling Zachary's mother, Mallory, for a status update, but she had promised Brad that she wouldn't worry until there was something worth worrying about. Their son had a whirling dervish of a social life. Every afternoon brought a playdate or a birthday party or peewee soccer practice. Keeping up with him while simultaneously maintaining a relatively clean household and taking care of an infant left her drained, but she was pleased he was so active, so sociable. Half his classmates whittled away beautiful days lost in the glare of an iPad. Deep down, she was glad he was late. Of course, she couldn't let him know that. Besides, the casserole needed another 10 minutes to bake. The salad was already prepared and waiting to be tossed with her delicious homemade Italian dressing. A side of Israeli couscous sat in a warm pot. Brad worked 80-hour weeks, and he'd sworn to eat at least one dinner a week at home with their family, and tonight was family night. Most evenings she ate alone with her son, glancing forlornly at Brad's empty chair, the baby in a bouncer on the floor next to her. Her son talked her ear off, chew and talk, chew and talk. There was no detail too small or too insignificant to share. He regaled her with tales of bad cafeteria food, which friends he chose to sit with and why, and whose birthday party had the best and worst cake.